This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Injury report looks dismal. Mikey, man, listen. Remember the first year under Flo? There was very little talent on this team, and they found ways to win games. And today, on a day where you're out with X and you're out of Byron Jones, I get it, and Devontae Parker's out and all that, you got to find a way to win, man. Okay? You got to find a way to get your first-round pick in there to help you out. Nick Needham has got to step up in a big-time way. This is a nice stage for him. You know, Trill Williams is a kid that's kind of intrigued people. Well, maybe he gets a shot today. You know, Kirk Merritt, let's go. Get him involved. Jalen Phillips has been coming around a little bit more. Release the Kraken, dude. Have him get after Trevor Lawrence. Find a way to win this game. Show me coaching. Look, you guys brought up Doug Peterson, right? And years ago, I watched Doug Peterson win Shula's 325th game. I watched Shula play an entire season with Woodstruck. You know what I mean? Part of coaching is being able to overcome adversity. It's when you make a trade and you have eight guys on your roster, and here comes Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen into town, and Rex Chapman lights him up for 39 points. You know, that's part of coaching. Part of coaching is sometimes you've got to overcome adversity. And listen, the Dolphins are better than the Jags, period. Even with the injuries. So get your asses out there and play the way you're supposed to play. Play up to your ability. So I don't want to hear this. To me, the injuries and the people missing today are zero excuses. You're playing a bad team. You were a 10-win team. I get it. You're missing a couple of guys. Well, you should be deep enough to figure out a way to win this damn game. And, you know, one of the things that I've been kind of harping about over the last couple of weeks has been coaching. That's been a problem for me personally. And I'd like to see coaching be the difference in today's game. That Flo and his staff, they outcoached somebody. They had their players better prepared. And that their guys also didn't make the mistakes that opened it up. You know, one of the things that pisses me off about watching Manny Diaz's teams are they're not a smart team. They commit stupid mistakes all the damn time. And one of the things that's frustrated me about Flo this year is that his team hasn't been smart. And his team is burning itself. Today's the day where play the smart game. You play the smart game and you coach up well, you win this game. And you fly back home happy. Because you ended up finding a way to get a victory. To me, that's what it's all about. I don't care about what the injury list looks like and how bleak it may be to you or anything like that. I need Flo to step up today. It's not just about Igbinoghamy. It's not just about the offensive line. It's not just about Tua. I need Flo to step up today. And show me that you're a step ahead of the people across the field. Because it'd be pathetic to lose to the Jags and give that guy Urban Meyer, who's completely lost, a victory. That would be just, it would be the low point of all low points in a lot of years for the Miami Dolphins.